So, yeah, this is actually something that people experience in everyday life, filling up containers with particles of pretty much the same size. And what I'm really looking at is just how their shape matters in packing. My name is Brian Tu. I'm a senior this year.
So there's all these different things that you could vary. What should you vary?
My name is Jay Jennings. I'm a physics teacher at Phoenixville High School. The tournament gives 17 problems. They're open-ended problems. There's no correct answer. The students have to research past experiments, past theory, and then design experiments that allow them to understand and hopefully contribute to the scientific understanding of them.
My name is Andrew Mangabat, and I'm a senior. My project is called the Simple CD Hovercraft. It involves putting a bottle cap on a CD, poking a hole in the bottle cap, and putting a balloon over top of the bottle cap so that when the balloon expels air, it creates a little layer of air for the CD to sit on.
Mr. Jennings approached us at the beginning of this school year
regarding a pretty awesome opportunity.
The possibility of representing America and going to this tournament in Thailand really appealed to me.
I mean, it's an amazing, incredible opportunity. I'm David Nascari, and I'm a senior. Yep, see, a plume of smoke goes up. Now I'm going to be analyzing what happens when it comes down. When I do this, I not only get a better understanding, but even if I'm wrong, it just helps me learn the thing better being wrong than if I had been doing a homework problem in class and got it right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So then what we need to do is we need to find a way to measure.
And my project is the moving brush project. It involves a vibrating surface with a brush on top of it.
As you can see, as it vibrates, the brush tends to move.
My name is John Lukowski, and I am in 12th grade. Because of my love for science, I found that applying it in this way could really help the scientific community, and it's helping me to learn a whole lot about research and experimentation.
But we need it very dark.
My project is the Circle of Light. I am Carl Sewick, and I'm in 12th grade. I plan to attend college and major in mechanical engineering, so I feel really good about myself understanding all this stuff, and it makes me happy and excited to see how I handle college.
To me, it's an amazing opportunity, not just from the science end of it, where they get to do research at, for the most part, a graduate student level while they're still in high school. But then they get the experience of speaking and making presentations and opposition. But they also get to interact with all these other people who are interested in science.
I'm kind of looking forward to see how other countries compare to us and to talk to the other physics students about what they do different than what we do.
We decided as a group that we wanted to change this, the situation where the U.S. wasn't participating. If we want to be at the forefront of science and technology, we have to engage with science and technology, and we also have to do it with the other countries.